Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Craig Klein will lead it off for Farming here in the fifth inning. Craig 0 for 1 tonight. First pitch of ball from Ethan Vogt, and Klein swings and misses for a strike and 1-1. Klein, Eric Schmidt, and Taylor Foray, the scheduled hitters here in the fifth inning. 12-3, El Rosa leading Farming. Ethan Vogt delivers, and Klein lofts it to left field. Austin Imdick slides over to make the catch for the out. One out, and Eric Schmidt to the plate. Eric dragged himself a bunt down the first baseline.
Left fielder, Eric Schmidt.
To lead off the third inning, eventually came around to score, and that inning in the third, Farming took a 3-2 lead, but it's been all El Rosa since then. For a ball, 1-0 to Schmidt.
Yeah, they're just getting through their second time through the lineup here right now, Farming. You know, Rose is on the fourth time through the lineup.
Pitch low to Schmidt, and the count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Schmidt, the number nine hitter.
Winner of this game will be playing Lake Henry at 1:30 tomorrow.
Schmidt breaks his bat as he fouls it off down the first baseline, and the count 2-1. Two balls and a strike.
I think that's about $80 shot, huh?
To the lumber yard he goes, yep. And yep.
Goes to the bone yard.
Grabs another bat off the rack. Two balls, one strike. Ethan Vogt delivers, and Schmidt takes high for a ball in 3-1. There's always something made about that trademark. They put that trademark there for a reason. You got to keep that trademark
up or down.
Up or down.
Yep.
That's how the grain runs in
right.
The bat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Swing and a miss by Schmidt. Strike two. The count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. One out. And a ground ball to short. Schmidt's up with it. And across the diamond. Pulls the first baseman Vogt off the bag, and they're going to call him safe at first.
I think he had him.
Aaron Vogt thought he had him on the sweep tag before Schmidt touched first. They're going to give an air to Matt Schmitz over at short for pulling Vogt off the bag. So, and
Aaron's asking the runner, I got you, didn't I, Aaron Schmitz? And Eric's going to go, yeah, I'm sure you did.
An air, and at the plate, Taylor Foray. Taylor, two for tonight, a couple doubles. Here's the pitch, and Foray a ground. Up with it, throws to second for one. They get the lead guy at second, so nice play by Matt Schmitz to get Schmidt.
Unless that ball is hit hard, it's going to be hard to turn double play. I think the grass is getting a little wet.
Oh, you bet it is. Yeah. Force out, 6-4 on the play. We got a pinch hitter. No, two outs. Two outs, the umpire is saying.
This is Taylor Schrader, is
this
it?
This is Taylor or Tyler Schrader.
Tyler, yes.
And the pitch inside to Tyler, and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Two outs and one on. Schrader ground ball to Schmitz at short. He'll run it to the bag himself. The force out complete, and that'll do it for Farming here in the fifth. No runs, no hits in air, and one left on. We played 5.5. It's El Rosa 12 and Farming 3. More Region 15C baseball action coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Kramer Lumber and Fabrell have partnered together for over 30 years to offer you the best quality steel for roofing and siding panels. Kramer Lumber will offer the quality and dependability you are looking for, along with superior service and an industry-leading product line. With different profiles and colors to choose from, you'll find what you like for your building project. For roofing, siding panels, and trim, and other important accessories, your place is Kramer Lumber, serving the area since 1958. Stop in today and ask them about building with Fabrell.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Region 15 seat baseball action on KASM brought to you by our sponsors, Trapper's Pub and Grub here in Farming, West Central Sanitation, Freeport State Bank, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Shady's Bar and Grill over in New Munich, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, Central Minnesota Realty, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency of Painesville, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa and Wilmer Insurance, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Gilliland Chevrolet, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, New Munich Sox Center in Long Prairie, BNS Excavating of Belgrade, Albany Chrysler Center, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Gilk Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Notch Manufacturing over in Lake Henry. Also brought to you by Lewis Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Scooters Trucking, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Virgil's Big Arena south of Farming, Cutzer Excavating of Albany, St. Martin National Bank, an insurance agency, Stony Creek Dairy, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Falcon National Bank, Pep's Pork of Rural Spring Hill, El Rosa Grain and Feed, and the Greenwald Pub. Cody Eichers leading off the fifth inning for the El Rosa Saints, and first pitch, a called strike. There's a ball in the dirt. The count 2-1 now to Eichers. Two balls and a strike to Eichers. Cody rips this one foul down the line, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Going to get a new baseball for Dylan Ponick as that one's coming in really, really wet. Dylan, the third pitcher for Farming tonight. Brad Mergen went first couple innings, relieved by Adam Winkles. First 2 1/3. Winkles comes in as Eichers sends this one into the night and gone. Lands right next to the scoreboard out in right center field, and Cody Eichers has made this a 10-run ball game at 13-3.
Seen that one come up in the wheelhouse to Cody Eichers, and he didn't miss it.
So Cody goes deep on Ponick, and 13-3 our score. We'll bring Ethan Vogt up to the plate. Seven hits off of Farming pitching tonight in 13 runs as Ethan swings and misses. Strike one.
Seven hits and 13 runs here for El Rosa.
Ponick kicks and delivers, and Vogt follows this one back and out of play. Count 0-2 to Ethan. Well, it's two strikes. A little breaking ball that misses inside, and the count 1-2. 1-2. Ponick's pitch, and a swing and a miss. The ball in the dirt. Ferre throws to first and retired there. So strikeout for Ponick, 2-3 on the putout. One out in the fifth.
Third baseman. James
Kiefler up at the plate. James 0-for-1 tonight. Was hit by a pitch, scored a run in the second, walked and scored a run in the third. Also struck out in the third inning, and bats here in the fifth. Low for a ball, 1-0. Ponick just works from the stretch all the time, and a swing and a miss. Strike one, 1-1 the count.
There's a little bit of haze in the air now, isn't there? It's going to stay wet tonight.
It is damp. Here's a swing and a miss by Kiefler. Strike two and 1-2. 13-3 your score. It's El Rosa leading Farming in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch bouncing up to the plate. That even had the home plate umpire flinching.
Those are the other ones you'd flinch at,
that's
right?
That's right. I would.
That or you turn?
Two balls, two strikes. A check swing by Kiefler. They appeal, and yes, he did go around, says the base umpire. James Kiefler's out on strikes. So two outs. And Derek Wiener to the plate.
I think that was the right call.
I do. I think he went around. Yep.
And I think when you can appeal that way, you have a chance.
With a right-handed hitter, the guy, the umpire standing over by first base. Here's a ground ball up the middle. Field it behind the bag. Taylor Ferre fields throw. And Tyler Schrader comes off the bag to field the throw and safe as Wiener at first base on an infield single. And we're going to get a pinch hitter here. Looks like Brady Weller.
This is Brady Weller.
Batting for Brandon Relke.
Pinch hitting, number five, Brady Weller.
I think he pitches a little bit too, doesn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he does. Brady does. 1 run in here in the fifth for El Rosa. They lead 13-3. Brady Weller takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Derek Wiener, the base runner, at first with two outs. Ponick's pitch, there's a strike called, and one ball, one strike. On deck, Jackson Peter. Ball and a strike to Brady Weller. Curveball by Ponick is strike two and 1-2. Ball and two strikes. And Ponick's pitch a little bit low and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Randy Schoenberg comes with a number.
Oh boy.
Pitch is low. And 3-2 now. Three balls, two strikes. Two outs, one on. Ponick's pitch, and that's ball four, and Brady Weller walks.
Boy, Cody Ferre's getting a workout back there too, isn't he?
He has tonight.
Wow.
And Jackson Peter steps to the plate. He's 3-for-3 in the evening with a double, 2 runs scored.
He's having himself a nice night here.
Yes, he is. The second baseman for the Saints. Young kid.
Second baseman, Jackson Peter.
And the pitch bouncing up to the plate, 1-0. One ball, no strikes.
There's more tension in this attendance thing than there is in a ball game.
Wow. Yeah, it is intense, is right. It is intense.
I'm not even going to look.
Randy Schoenberg reveals the numbers. And dun 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 dun, dun, dun.
I'm going to have a word with Randy here pretty soon.
Oh, let's just say I'll have a big candy bar, a big one.
What a gloating dotty.
We'll let the public address announcer announce the attendance here before we go on and repeat the attendance.
Well, at least
here,
that so. Wasn't the right unerts.
Two balls, one strike, the count to Jackson Peter. Runners at first and second. And Peter chops this one foul. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes.
Oh, Randy.
13-3, El Rosa leading Farming. That pitch bouncing by Ferre. And it's going to move the runners up to second and third. The count full at 3-2 to Peter. Three balls, two strikes. Dylan Ponick trying to work out of a jam here in the fifth. And high ball four, and Peter's going to walk. So that'll load him up for Austin Imdick, the number nine hitter.
Left fielder, number 23, Austin Imdick.
And Austin has had a pretty good night. He's walked twice, had a base hit that scored a run, and he eventually came in to score. Pitches high to Austin and 1-0. Robert Schlepper looks like he's going to get loose down the sidelines.
Well, who does he belong to?
That would be Michaels.
Oh, okay. Mike Schlepper's son.
Two balls, no strikes. There's a strike called, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Onyx breaking ball there, strike two, and 2-2. Bases loaded, two outs. Kevin Kiefler, the leadoff man on deck. The 2-2. And Imdick protects the plate. Foul ball. We're by Zach Koltis, who's catching Schlepper. Count at 2-2. Here's Ponick's pitch. Ground ball to third. Fielding in his ink. He'll step on the bag. The force out at third, and that'll do it for El Rosa here in the fifth inning. They score one run on two hits. There are no errors and three left on base. We played five. It's El Rosa 13, Farming 3. Region 15C baseball action. More to come in a minute here on KASM.
Shady's in New Munich has nightly specials, including Tuesday night is free fries with any burger. Wednesday night is 2 pounds of wings for $14. Thursday night, they have the broasted chicken buffet. Friday night, they have $7 one-topping pizzas. It's pool tab hour Tuesday through Friday from 5 until 7. Friday and Saturday night happy hour from 7 until 9. $2 beers and a DJ on Saturday nights. Don't forget about their annual corn boil that'll be held Wednesday, August 22nd, serving corn on the cob, pork chops, baked potato, coleslaw, and dinner roll. All at Shady's New Munich.
Summer travel season is in full swing. Hi everyone, this is Bruce from Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Help keep your vehicle running in top shape with up to $20 off spark plug replacement or $5 off an air filter with the purchase of a complete oil change. Stop in or give us a call to schedule your appointment today at 320-845-6723 and mention you heard this ad. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
At the plate. Kyle Zierden leading off the sixth inning for the Farming Flames and fouls Ethan Boat's first pitch back and out of play. The count 0-1. It'll be Zierden, Cody Foray, and Dylan Ponick here in the inning. That might be Cody Foray getting loose too. Here's Zierden, a sharp hit. Gonna roll to the fence. Zierden digging for two, and he's in with a stand-up double.
Oh, wow. That one right down the line.
And we're gonna get a pinch runner, number six for the Farming Flames.
Pinch running at second base for Zierden, number six.
Carter Kulzer.
Carter Kutzer. So Carter Kutzer out to run for Kyle Zierden. Here's Cody Foray.
They got a dugout full of guys, don't they, Farming? They had a lot of people.
Or is that Taylor Foray getting loose? Yeah, Flame shortstop getting loose. Cody Foray is batting right now on the pitch, too. Cody is outside of ball 1-0. Yeah, Farming's got a lot of young ball players.
What do you do?
One ball, no strikes. 13-3 here in the sixth, and the pitch to Foray is high for a ball. And 2-0. Foray chops this one down the third base line. That's a tough play for everyone concerned. James Kiefler comes in and tries to barehand it. He can't.
That one kind of sidestepped him a little bit, that ball, didn't it, when he was going to field it with his glove, and it kind of went to the side of him, so he tried to barehand it.
They'll give Kiefler an air.
I think that's Corey Shea going to run now.
So Corey Shea pinch running for Cody Foray. First and third for the Flames here in the sixth. Nobody out. And Dylan Ponick sees a pitch go right over his head. Trying to score is Kotzer, and he is cut down at the plate as that ball came right back to Cody Eichers. Unreal. That came perfectly back to Eichers. All he had to do was put the tag on Kotzer. Wow.
I'm thinking here with nobody out, that's probably not a... Maybe shouldn't be going wherever the ball goes, right?
1-0 the count to Ponick. Ethan Boats pitches high for a ball and 2-0.
That come off of there quick, didn't it?
Oh, it came back to him, you bet. Two balls, no strikes. I don't know, Ethan Boat looking to the dugout. Cody Eicher saying, hey, there's something, I don't know if Cody, they're just looking for a baseball maybe that's dry. That might be the case right now. Or a rosin bag, there you go. That doing perspiration, getting a wet hand. I'll throw the rosin bag down on the other side of the pitching rubber.
I think Brady Weller is in for Aaron Voigt.
We're at first.
At first base. Looks like Brady Weller.
It is, number five over at first, yep. So that was the DH batting for Aaron Voigt originally, and so the DH is done for El Rosa. There's strike two to Dylan.
And Brandon Rilke
actually strike one. 3-1 the count. And Brady Weller pinch hit for Brandon Rilke.
There you go.
Here's Ponick, a shot up the middle. Knocked down by Peter, the second baseman. That'll hold Craig Klein over at third. Or make it Kyle Zierden over at third. And that might be a pinch runner for Kyle. It is. And a pinch runner for Cody Foray. Who was that pinch runner again? A lot of
yeah, there's a lot of changes.
Trying to get this all right.
I think it was Corey Shea, wasn't it?
Here's Ethan Navratil going to bat.
Number 11, that was Corey Shea running for Zierden. Correct?
Correct. It's an infield single. Yeah, last at bat here for Ponick. One ball, one strike. The count to Naferjil. There's a strike called in 1-2. Ethan, one of the Babe Ruth players that's going to Washington next week.
Who's he batting for? Aaron Eink?
For Aaron Eink, yes he is. Knocked down at the plate by Cody Eichers, and on to second goes Dylan Ponick. So second and third with one out. Naferjil at the plate, and he fouls this one over by the El Rosa dugout, and the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. You look at Ethan Vogt, the veteran, he is pitching to a kid that's going to be a sophomore in high school. And here comes the ball back to Cody Eichers again, almost identical to what happened earlier. Boy, Ethan's really having trouble hanging on to that baseball right now. Three balls, two strikes.
I still think when you're down 10 runs, you don't try to score in a wild pitch here right now with one out or with nobody out there. Having a little trouble throwing strikes, so let's see if we can get some base runners.
Daffergill at the plate. And that one is bowled almost right over our heads.
I'll tell you what, if one comes at us, it's coming quick. That went over us quickly.
That went over us really fast. Three balls, two strikes. And that's inside ball four, and Navarjill's going to walk. That will load him up. A.J. Hadley wants to go out and talk to his top of the sixth inning. There is one out.
I don't see anybody warming up, so I'm not.
Just talking things over. We're going to get Mitchell Thielen. He's coming to the plate for farming. Our score here in the top of the sixth inning.
Second baseman.
The base is loaded for the Flames here in the sixth. Mitchell Thielen steps into the batter's box. He's 0 for 2 tonight. And the pitch. Wow, nice pitch by Ethan Boat. A ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Ready in the mound, Boat. And a little bit low, they say, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. The count. Boat delivers. And 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, one out, the base is loaded here in the sixth. There's a strike called and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. And strike two called, 3-2. I would say pretty soon we'll be able to see fireworks coming from Albany. Albany Heritage Day going on tonight. Just the way we sit now, we should be able to see them through the sky. And a swing and a miss. Strike three. Thielen strikes out.
Somebody's batting for Craig Klein here. Number 29.
Center fielder, Austin Arsenal.
Oh, wait a minute. This is still Austin Arsenal. Okay, sorry.
Austin Arsenal was being DH'd
for. Okay, he's batting for himself now.
So Austin into the batter's box. The first pitch, a strike call to Austin and 0-1. Ethan Boat's pitch a little bit low for a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Base is still loaded for the Flames here in the sixth. Ethan Boat kicks and delivers, and Arsenal swings and misses strike two.
Yeah, Ethan just reared back a little bit here now. I think he wants to start throwing. He's got himself a little frustrated there, letting these guys get on base.
One ball, two strikes. Boat's pitch and a swing and a miss. Arsenal's out on strikes, and the Flames done here in the sixth. No runs, two hits, an error, and the base is left loaded. We have played 5.5. It's El Rosa 13 and Farming 3, Region 15C baseball action. We're back in a minute on KASM.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
I'm in the sixth inning. It'll be Kevin Kiefler leading it off the top of the order for El Rosa. Kiefler, Matt Schmitz, Cody Akers.
At the plate for the Saints, center fielder Kevin Kiefler.
And Dylan Ponick delivers a strike in 0-1. Zach Koltis now catching for Farming as Kiefler drives this to right field. Carter Kotzer out there. He has it go over his head. Kiefler will stroll into second base with a stand-up double. Boy, Kiefler likes that pitch up in that strike zone.
Yes, he does.
You had mentioned earlier, Don, he's a good hitter because he can fight off that high fastball. And he's one guy that can get his bat around on him.
He had another double before that, didn't he?
He had a triple, actually.
Triple, there you go. Yes, he did.
So, one on, nobody out. Here's Matt Schmitz. Matt, so far tonight, 1-for-3 with a walk, a run scored. And Dylan Ponick's breaking ball. There is a strike and 1-1-1.
I didn't catch all the changes for Farming. Was there a few more?
Now playing third base, Ethan Navarjil. Okay. Carter Kotzer's out in right field. Zach Colt is catching and Ponick on the mound yet. That is all the changes I picked up. I don't know if the left fielder, if that's Eric Schmidt or not anymore. I think we might have a new left fielder. No, that is Eric yet. So 2-1 to Matt Schmitz. And Matt fouls this one off down the right field line. Don, the paid attendance tonight, 678.
Yeah.
That means I guess 644, and you guess 615. 15. That means I'm the lucky winner.
Okay. And you are.
Here's a two-hopper to second. Teeling over to first, 4-3 on the putout. On to third goes Kevin Kiefler.
So that was close.
You were in the ballpark. Yeah, I got to give you credit.
What happens if we guess the same number?
Then I guess
we still. Gee, it's a.
Yeah.
Oh.
Here's Cody Akers. And Cody sees a strike and 0-1.
I don't think that's ever happened, has it?
No. 0-1 the count. Kiefler leads from third. And Akers drills this one to center field. Arsenault giving chase. He's not going to catch up to it. Two hops off the fence. Akers digs for second. A throw, not in time. And it's 14-3, El Rosa.
He was going to cruise in the second. And he said, boy, that throw is going to come pretty quick here. I better get going. They're going to have a pinch runner here. Mitchell Bendix? Michael Bendix
in to run for Cody Akers.
Pinch runner on second base, Michael Bendix.
Cody with the solo home run in the fifth, a double here in the sixth. He's got two hits on the evening. Has scored two runs and a check swing by Ethan Vogt. They rule it a strike and 0-1. Ethan this evening, 1-for-3 with a walk, a run scored. Curveball from Ponick. There's strike two called, 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes. And strike called. Vogt gets caught looking. So Ponick gives Ethan Vogt a steady diet of breaking balls.
Looks like it, didn't it?
Two outs, and James Kiefler to the plate. James has drawn the 0-for tonight, 0-for-2, but he was hit by a pitch, scored a run in the second, walked and scored a run in the third, so he has done his part, staying on the bases a couple times. And there's a pitch in the dirt that Zach Koltes blocks, 1-0. Baseball starting tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock here on KASM. We'll have games at 11, 1:30, 4, and 6:30. Get the Dick Putz show in after that late game tomorrow night.
You're going to be up for a while.
I'll be up. Don will be off because you work at, got to be up by 3 o'clock Monday morning. So have to get you to bed sometime tomorrow night.
Sometime.
Pitch in the dirt to James Kiefler in the count 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Bendix leads from second. And Kiefler swings 3-0, folds it back and out of play. Just about got that car. I saw Leo and Jolene. And, of course, told them we're sending a lot of vehicles their way. And they said, keep them coming. Pitch bouncing in the dirt, and that ball four to Kiefler.
Right fielder, Derek Wiener.
Ten walks by farming pitchers tonight to go along with two hit batters. And at the plate, Derek Wiener.
That's a lot of base runners, isn't it? 12 free passes here. And it's
on the mound, Ponick. Come home, pitch a little bit low, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. There's a strike at the knees, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike, 14-3. El Rosa leads here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Wiener will follow this one back and out of play. And the count 2-2. El Rosa has scored some runs in every inning but the Ponick ready on the mound, the 2-2, and Wiener fights it off, folds it back out of play. It stays 2-2.
Yeah, well, Rosa fell behind 2-1 after two innings.
And then from three there to on, two.
Yeah, it's been all.
There's a line drive by Ponick, by Thielen. That just about got Dylan in the face on that one hop line drive, and scoring is Bendix. It's now 15-3. And a base hit for Derek Wiener. We'll bring Brady Weller to the plate, and Dale Schrader comes out of the dugout. I don't know, Dylan Ponick's got his glove off his hand right now, Don. Did he somehow
try to bare hand that, did he?
Did he nick his bare hand with it?
I don't know. No, I guess not.
Schrader out just to check on Ponick's status. And everyone appears to be okay. Koltes back behind the plate, and Brady Weller to the plate. Brady walked in his only plate appearance so far tonight. Runners at first and third, two runs in here in the inning. And the pitch, a strike called, 0-1. The throw gets away from Koltes to Ponick and a retrieved by Mitchell Thielen. Over at third base, James Kiefler at first. It's Derek Wiener. Weller at the plate, Ponick's pitch. Outside, says the home plate umpire, and 1-1. Ball and a strike.